Paper 38, Section 2. Angelic Natures. Angels do not have material bodies, but they are definite and discrete beings. They are of spirit nature and origin. Though invisible to mortals, they perceive you as you are in the flesh, without the aid of transformers or translators. They intellectually understand the mood of mortal life, and they share all of man's non-sensuous emotions and sentiments. They appreciate and greatly enjoy your efforts in music, art, and real humor. They are fully cognizant of your moral struggles and spiritual difficulties. They love human beings, and only good can result from your efforts to understand and love them. Though seraphim are very affectionate and sympathetic beings, they are not sex emotion creatures. They are much as you will be on the mansion worlds, where you will neither marry nor be given in marriage, but will be as the angels of heaven. For all who shall be accounted worthy to attain the mansion worlds, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither do they die any more, for they are equal to the angels. Nevertheless, in dealing with sex creatures it is our custom to speak of those beings of more direct descent from the Father and the Son as the sons of God, while referring to the children of the Spirit as the daughters of God. Angels are, therefore, commonly designated by feminine pronouns on the sex planets. The seraphim are so created as to function on both spiritual and literal levels. There are few phases of Moronsha or spirit activity which are not open to their ministrations. While in personal status angels are not so far removed from human beings, in certain functional performances seraphim far transcend them. They possess many powers far beyond human comprehension. For example, you have been told that the very hairs of your head are numbered, and it is true they are, but a seraphim does not spend her time counting them and keeping the number corrected up to date. Angels possess inherent and automatic, that is, automatic as far as you could perceive, powers of knowing such things. You would truly regard a seraphim as a mathematical prodigy. Therefore, numerous duties which would be tremendous asks for mortals are performed with exceeding ease by seraphim. Angels are superior to you in spiritual status, but they are not your judges or accusers. No matter what your faults, the angels, although greater in power and might, bring no accusation against you. Angels do not sit in judgment on mankind, neither should individual mortals prejudge their fellow creatures. You do well to love them, but you should not adore them. Angels are not objects of worship. The great seraphim, Loyalisha, when your seer fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, said, "See that you do it not. I am a fellow servant with you and with your races, who are all enjoined to worship God." In nature and personality endowment the seraphim are just a trifle ahead of mortal races in the scale of creature existence. Indeed, when you are delivered from the flesh, you become very much like them. On the mansion worlds you will begin to appreciate the seraphim, on the constellation spheres to enjoy them, while on Salvington they will share their places of rest and worship with you. Throughout the whole Moronsha and subsequent spirit ascent, your fraternity with the seraphim will be ideal. Your companionship will be superb.